call Education Committee to order at 8:05. We have present Senator Stevens, Senator, now I don't know your name.
Madam Chairman, good morning.
Good morning. Olson, and myself, Betty Davis. So we do have a quorum and like to get started. We have two bills to come before us this morning. We have Senator Wilkowski, who's going to come forward for Senate Bill 18. We had public testimony, heard the bill last year. Last week, it's my desire to pass it off this morning to the next committee. Senator?
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I guess I don't really have much more to offer in terms of testimony or anything. We did get a positive editorial from the Anchorage Daily News on this bill and also on the bill that Senator Olson has. And I would ask, if possible, that the committee move the bill out of committee.
We already talked about that.
If people are in agreement with it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
We did have one other person that wanted to testify. If you want to come up and make a brief statement, since we do have him in the audience, we'll let you. Bart Beatty.
Madam Chair, Senator Olson, Rod Beatty, President of the Alaska State Hospital and Nursing Home Association. I just wanted to say that our membership strongly supports this bill. We think it's prudent to make periodic increases in the number of students that the state supports at the University of Washington Medical School. There is complementary legislation that's on the table this session as well that we think is equally important, but this would enhance our ability to make sure that we continue to have students being educated with intent to come back to Alaska and serve Alaskans. I served on the Alaska Physician Supply Task Force, and as you know, it said we were 300 physicians short 2 years ago. Hopefully that number is being reduced at this point, but we think this is a key step to further improve on the number of physicians available to give care in the state.
All right. Thank you for your testimony. We'll close testimony at this time, and I'm going to bring the bill back before us for action. It is my desire to move this bill. Could I get a motion?
Madam Chairman, I move that the Senate Education Committee move out committee substitute for Senate Bill 18, Senate Bill 18 to the next committee referral.
In objection. Oh, he left already, huh? He left before I could do it. I told him I was going to carry. We're going to have to hold that because we do have to have three people here. We won't call him back. We're going to do the other bill and then call him back so he can vote on both. So I withdraw that motion. Thank you very much. I was thinking he was still there. We're going to go to the next bill that's on our schedule, and I'll ask Mr. Overmeyer to come up and just give a brief overview of the bill again, and I'll check to see if there's anybody called to testify on it. I don't think so. And then we will have any comments, and then we'll vote.
Madam Chair and Senator Olson, the bill before you, Senate Bill 102, which is an act relating to compulsory school attendance, relating to the crime of contributing to the delinquency of a minor, and relating to school disciplinary action and truancy. This bill increases the compulsory school attendance to 18. At the same time, it necessarily amends the crime of contributing to the delinquency of a minor from 16 to 18. I probably don't need to read the entire statement that should have on the sponsor statement on this bill, but I would mention that the in your package was the NEA 12-point plan, and the very first and most important thing to them was increasing the compulsory school age. It has been supported, as I understand it, by school districts and superintendents throughout the state, and you probably have had testimony on this already, and there may be more this morning. So I'll hold further comments unless you have questions.
I don't have any questions at this time. I'll take a brief at ease. at this time. We do have 102 before us. We had testimony and discussion on the bill last week. I'd like to know if there's anybody in the audience that want to testify on this bill in the audience. Is there anybody online that might want to testify on 102? We do have Jean Michelle online in case we need her to answer any questions for us. I guess what I will do is just make a brief statement about 102. 102 is being supported by teachers. DED has endorsed this. Also, many of the superintendents and a lot of other people have called in favor of this bill. I would like to see that we move this bill up to finance so that we can maybe get moving on this. This is just one of the steps that we need to take in order to try to help out children finish high school. We have so many kids that's not graduating from high school. This is not the answer, but it's part of the answer that we need in order to have them there and be engaged with someone probably that could help them get through. That's a major decision to make at 16, that you're going to drop out of school, and this would give them opportunity to stay there longer. There was some confusion because some parents thought it meant that they'd have to stay in school until they were 18, even though they might have the credits to graduate, and that is not the purpose of this bill. If you should have all the credits even in the freshman year and could graduate, you could do that at any age. It's only there so that you will have the opportunity to stay till you're 18. And many of our young people are struggling because they feel that there is not anything in the school that would provide them what they need. We have a lot of alternative programs. We have mentors in the schools, and we have a lot of other programs coming online that might help these youngsters get a high school education. We do know if they can't at least get a high school education, that there's many times that they're going to be out there getting in trouble. They won't be able to get very good jobs. And so many times those kids that drop out, they don't drop out because they're failing. They drop out for lack of interest. And I think we can do something about that, and I would like to see us try to move this bill forward. This bill is being debated also on the House side, and they're trying to move in that same direction. If there's no other comments to be made, we're going to take a brief at ease so that we can get the president back to help us make a quorum. We will come back to order, and now we're going to take up Senate Bill 18 at this time. Senator Olson, if you'd like to make your motion again for Senate Bill 18, we have a quorum at this time.
Madam, we're back on the record, right?
Yes.
Madam Chairman, I move that the Senate Education Committee move out CS for Senate Bill 18 out of committee with individual recommendations and the accompanying fiscal note.
Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, so moved. And thank you very much for coming this morning. We have one other piece of business to take care of in this Senate Bill 102, compulsory age to 18. I'd like to have a motion on that one also.
Madam Chairman, I move that the Senate Education Committee move out Senate Bill 102, or I'm sorry, the committee substitute for Senate Bill 102 out of committee for up to the next committee with individual recommendations and an accompanying fiscal note.
Any objection? Hearing no objection, so move. If you will get those out and signed before President leaves, let him sign first. I'd like to say thanks to the committee. I know that we are at a busy time now, so this might give you a few more minutes to work on some other project since we're going to be able to adjourn at 8:15 this morning. Thank you. That's okay.
Yes.